So praise God. Let's just pray before we open up the word this morning. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we've been in your presence, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're here. And Lord, already you've been speaking to us. Lord, as we open our hearts to you and worship, Lord, already you've been talking to us. Lord, already we sense your presence in this place. Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you're here. And Father, I pray, Lord, as you open the word, Lord, as we're speaking to mothers this morning, but Lord, it really applies to all of us, Lord. So Father, I just pray, Lord, that you just speak to us. And Lord, impart something into our spirit this day, Lord, as we honor and lift up the name of Jesus Christ and all we do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, today is Mother's Day. Surprise, surprise. If you're a mother, you certainly would have known that this morning. Mary all got breakfast in bed this morning and the kids said, oh, it's not fair just to give it to mum. We'll give it to dad as well. So that was really good. I think that's a good tradition that should start now from now on. So I was blessed as well. But it is a wonderful day to honour mums. And I trust that this isn't the one day of the year that you actually pause and say thank you to your mother. And it's a time that we need to all to do that. For some people, it's a little difficult. If they've lost their mother, might bring back some memories. But I trust they're good memories. Always honour and treasure your mother. And even if your mother's not here, you still can honour her in your heart in Mother's Day. There's a Jewish proverb that says that God couldn't be everywhere, so he made mothers. Well, we know God can be everywhere. But certainly the heart and the love that God has is certainly expressed in that mother's heart. In the book of Titus, you've got a Bible, you can turn there. It'll come up on the screen, but I'll read a couple of verses. It talks in the Bible about a special word, a special Greek word, which talks about a special kind of love, which is a mother love. So guys, you can't have this love, because you can never be a mother. It's a special kind of love that's in the scripture. And I want to have a look at that in Titus chapter 2. I'm going to read a little bit earlier than from verse 4 is what will come up on the screen. I want to read a little bit earlier. And I want to read from I might start from verse 1 actually, Titus 2 verse 1. It says, you must teach, so Titus chapter 2 and verse 1. You must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate. So men, this is you guys, you're older men. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and self in faith, in love and endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not as slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. And verse 4 is the critical one here. They can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to the husband, so no one will malign the word of God. But verse 4 is the main one. They can train the younger women to love their husbands and children. And there's two words that, when it talks about loving husbands and loving words, there's two different words there. First word there is philoandros, which is the love of a husband. And obviously a wife will have a special love for a husband and has that bond and that love for a husband. But there's another word there, and it's philotechnos. Now, it's not the love of technology. Some of you guys are thinking, oh, iPods and whatever else. It's not the love of technology. It talks about the mother's love and the mother's love of a child. And there's something very, very special, this particular kind of love that a mother will have for her children. And it's an amazing thing that this is something that is definitely instinctive within the heart of a woman when she becomes a mother. There's something that's stirred, something that's ignited within her heart of the capacity to love, that as a father we love from one point of view and we love with our heart. But a mother has a special kind of love, and the scripture identifies for us. And that's the kind of love that we really want to honour on Mother's Day. It's that special kind of mother love. And there's an encouragement there about training up the younger women. I want to talk about something a little bit multi-generational this morning. I want to talk a little bit about impartation, how important it is to be imparting these things even into the next generation. Because the admonishment was for the older women. And so whether you're a grandma or whether you're an auntie, you may not have been a mother, but maybe you're an auntie. And it's about training up the younger ones in this whole area of mother love to love their children. But it's a unique thing. It's a very precious, a very special thing, this kind of love that mothers have that the scripture talks about. And it's a kind of love that I think if you had a mother, we would have seen that. There's an endurance that a mother has and a patience and a tolerance that a mother has. Men, we've got maybe with the kids, you've got a certain limit of patience or whatever. And men will have a limit. They'll have a certain measure of a grace. But there seems to be a capacity within that mother's love which goes far beyond that. There's something special, something very precious about that mother's love. And that's really what we're drawing attention today. It's that forgiving kind of love. And in our family, it's an interesting situation. In our family, my younger brother is estranged from our family. It's a heartbreaking situation. We haven't seen him for 10 years. He's separated himself. We don't know exactly where he lives, and we pray for him. We pray for him every day, and really, part of it, he really caused a lot of harm to my mother. But my mother, in all of that, she's got such a tender heart, despite all that he did and all the heartache, all the heartbreak that he's caused her. A mother's love is something that hasn't forgiven up, and we pray. But I know my mum prays more than anything for my younger brother. She prays for him continuously, and her heart is, despite all the harm and all the things that he's done for her to harm her, she just will lovingly embrace him and receive him back. That's the heart of mother. Really, that's the heart of God. He actually has that. He's the Father. Scripture wants us to relate to him as a father. But also in the Scripture, it talks about like him being like a mother hen that will gather us under his wings and protect us and shield us and nurture and be tender towards us. The Apostle Paul said, I'm like a father when I'm talking to you, but he also says, but I'm also like a mother when I deal with you. And so that special kind of love that is there. And there's a capacity to forgive. And that's that wonderful gift of grace that's engaged in that mother love, that heart of forgiveness. It's a precious, wonderful thing. And we honor mothers for that. The heart of sacrifice. Mothers that sacrifice so much for their children. And the thing about when you're a child, you don't actually realize what your mother does for you. You're really totally oblivious to you. And maybe some of you growing up in your situation, you think, well, maybe my mother wasn't a mother who shines, which we're talking about today. Maybe my mother didn't really shine, but I'm sure there are many things, a multitude of things that your mother did for you that maybe that you never really understood or never really appreciated. Sacrifices were made, things were done, and things that maybe we just took them for granted or didn't even really know. That's that part of that mother love, is that sacrificing love that puts everything else aside for the sake of their children. It's a wonderful love, the mother love. It's that love that is a consoling love. And they saw in that little clip, you know, the little child falls off and, Mum, it's amazing how if they could actually put a mother's kiss in a bottle, they'd make millions of dollars, wouldn't they? Because a little child falls over and they hurt themselves, and all they really want to do is, first thing they want to do is they want to tell Mum, it hurts. Mummy, it hurts. First thing they want to do, and the second thing they want is they want that little kiss. So on the little pinky that's hurt, they're crying little eyes out, Mum's kiss on the pinky, everything is fine. Little kiss on the cheek, little hug from Mum, all the pain suddenly mysteriously goes away. The fear disappears because there's something wonderful about this mother love. And I believe it's something that is actually a part of the heart of God that is giving that nurturing heart, that loving, that caring heart, but also a heart that sees the best. And that's what I really honour in mothers, is that heart. When they look at their children, they can be realistic with their children, and they can see, yeah, there's a shortfall here and there's a problem with this or that. But a mother will always see the best. And I honour mothers for that, because that's another part of this mother love, which always sees the best in the situation, always looks for the best in their children. And I just know that so much the heart of God, that mother love, that unique mother love is a part of that. And that's really what we're honouring today. We're honouring that. Men, you'll never have that mother love. You'll have a father's heart and the heart to love as a father. But there's a precious thing, very precious thing, is that mother's love. And we just want to honour all the mothers today, because God has given you something. He's imparted something in you, which is a part of who he is. When God created us, he made us in his image. And I think when he made man, he made woman, and there's a capacity, there's a part of God that he's our father. We to relate to God as a father, but that heart that's there, that embracing love, and there's a part of that which is placed within the heart of mothers. And we honour you for that, encourage you to impart that. A little scripture, a little warning in Matthew 10, and I'll just read this, Matthew 10 verses 37 and 38. And really, in all of these things, we've always got to keep a balance, because ultimately our heart is to honour God and to love God and to always put God first. And there's a little warning contained in Matthew 10, 37 to 38. And this is what it says. It says, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. So it's talking something, two things here that we just need to be warned about. One is to put our mothers on a pedestal and to honor them and to always worship their mother. Some people fall into that trap where they just about worship their mother. And it's beyond an honoring, beyond an esteeming and a loving and a cherishing their mother. They can actually almost make their mother like an idol. And it's amazing, isn't it, that when people die, how wonderful people always are when they die. We always honor everyone when they're dead, but we take them for granted when they're alive. But some people, when maybe they've lost a mother, or even if their mother's still alive, they can put their mother on such a pedestal. And there's a danger and there's a trap in that. One, that she's not going to be the perfect mother, and she will maybe fail in some time in some way. But also, never elevate your mother more than you honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Never make her a higher priority than the things of God. Never neglect your mother. Never forget your mother, because there's that part of God that we want to honor. But don't elevate them, because the scripture says if you do that, you're not worthy of me. But also there's a warning to your mothers, because there's a thing about this love, this special love, this mother love, but it's always got to be in balance as well. And this love that is so forgiving, so sacrificing, so generous, this loving tenderness that a mother has. But also there's a point of balance also there that it says that don't love your kids more than you love me. And some mothers can do that. They can put everything else aside, even the things of God, and say, no, I'm their mother. I'm going to stand for my children and totally neglect the things of God in order to give everything for their children, to sacrifice for all of the children, to do all of those mother things, but to do it to the neglect of the things of God. And the scripture warns mothers. It says, mothers, don't do that. It says, do all of the things that you're supposed to do, but don't do that to the exclusion of the things of God being number one in your heart and in your life. Because if a mother is led by her emotions, if that capacity, that love that God's implanted within her, but if her emotions are out of control and those two things are flowing into emotions that are out of control, then there's a point of balance that is, it's over the balance, and then the things of God get neglected. Mothers, just watch that. Guard that you don't honor your children above the things of God. Don't put your children beyond God in your own heart, in your own life. And ultimately with a mother, a mother's got to be balanced within her love, because a mother is called to mother and not to smother. And there is a difference between mothering and smothering, and that's where it's harder for a mother as the children get a little older to know, where do I draw the line and so I can still be a motherer but not a smotherer? When do I do that? And there's some wisdom in that, and that's why it's good to talk to some of the older ladies, some of the ones whose kids maybe have grown up and they have left home, and to speak to them and talk to them and get some wisdom and insight. When is that? Because I want to be a good mother, but I don't want to be a smotherer. And that's why it talks about talking to some of the older women, allowing them to teach you and to give you some guidance in those areas so you don't fall into that trap. But the other area where a woman can love the children more than the loving the father, loving their children even more, because it's a subtle thing, because everyone will say, every woman who's a mother who's a Christian would say, I love God more. Everyone, put your hand up. Everyone would put their hand up without hesitation. But the trouble is that a very subtle thing where a mother falls into something where that her, rather than her identity being wrapped up in our Lord Jesus Christ, her identity as a person gets wrapped up in her children. And that's a very subtle thing, and it's a very easy trap for women, mothers, particularly what we're talking about, mothers, to fall into. Because there's that mother's heart that's been planted within you. There's that special kind of mother love that God has given you. But if you don't keep that in the right order of things with God first, and remember that the love of the husband comes before the love of the children, don't violate that one as well, and never mix them up. Don't look for the emotional fulfillment in your children that should really be coming from a husband. If you mix those things up, you're going to get yourself into trouble too. But it warns us about don't getting your identity mixed up in your children. Because the problem with that is as your children get older, and then as your children may move away, then all of a sudden your identity is lost. And mothers, just watch that. Don't allow your identity be caught up in your children. It's wonderful to be needed, and it's a wonderful to give, because that mother's heart is a giving heart. But who you are cannot be tied up in that. We've got to make sure that we keep that separate, keep the balance in that, ladies. I just want to warn you, mothers, on that. Always find your identity in Christ otherwise. If your children do things you don't want them to do, or if when they grow up they leave home, you'll find that your identity is left and then you'll have a crisis. But if Christ is the center, you'll avoid that in your life. One of the things about, as we're talking about mothers in this passage, you talked about something of the older women teaching the younger one, older mothers particularly teaching younger mothers. And that's what's great. They do that at the playgroup, and Pastor Pat sits with the mums and teaches the mums. And I know that happens at ladies' group, and I know there's a lot of times of impartation, and I encourage that. It's a wonderful thing. Because really to have a love that endures is to really have a love that is imparted, to impart as a parent, to impart particularly as a mother, as we're talking this morning. You won't remember all of the great things that your mother did for you. You may remember, yeah, there was that particular time when mum did this for me and it was just a wonderful thing, the way that she helped me, this particular situation. But the reality is the things that a mother does aren't necessarily all going to be remembered. Maybe you enjoyed her cooking and whatever else you did. The thing that really endures from a mother is really what is imparted into the heart, into the life. And really that's got to be the... Fathers, you've got to also have a heart to impart. And mothers particularly, that gift of imparting, because that's what the scripture's about. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, let me just read this. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, and it says this. It says, I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. Talks about something that was imparted. Now, it's not talking about the spirit of the person being passed down, but it's imparted about values and things of God that have been imparted down to the next generation. Reminded of your sincere faith that lived in your grandmother Lois, then into your mother Eunice, and now young Timothy. Timothy was the young man, was about 16 years of age when Paul took him under his wing as like an apprentice, sowed into him and travelled with Paul and Silas, and he learned how to the things of God and got trained in the things of God. He became a little apostle himself, Timothy. But what was implanted in Timothy, it was Paul who took that and nurtured and nourished what had been put there. But what had been put there, it started off with grandma. And grandmas never underestimate the importance that you have in your grandchildren. You can input into your own children. Sometimes your own children may not always be going the way that you want them to. Sometimes there's a time delay, and we'll talk about that later, about them coming back to the Lord. But if you've got grandchildren and grandmas, then you'll be imparting into this next generation. Never underestimate how important that is to be imparting along. But to see that, and really ultimately to be a mother that shines, is one that was able to look back and say, well, I imparted something there. And there's something that was imparted here, and now there's something that's imparted over here, and that really is the heart of the mother, is to see that chain of that multi-generational, that impartation come along, and that's ultimately got to be the goal. It's something that is imparted. And ultimately, when something's imparted from a mother into a child, they'll know that they've been successful because there's something reflected back to them. Things of God are reflected back in their life. And it's a wonderful and precious thing when you see that going through down to that. It's what's imparted. It's so important to see that. And mothers, I encourage you to do that. You can do everything for your children, but it's not so much what you do from them that will endure. Because that's not the fruit that remains. The fruit that remains are the things of God that you place within their heart. So important. That's why I honour my wife, honour Muriel, from when the children were so little all the way through. Every day she'd spend time with them, teaching them the things of God. Every day reading the Bibles with them. Every day praying with them. Every day. I mean, we do things as a family, but she made a special mission for herself to really impart into to our kids. And I pray that they will then do that and impart that into their kids. And so it will go on, and mothers do that. You can do everything, spend all your time making everything perfect for them, and not impart into them. Spend that time to impart into them. It's so important that you do that. Spend the time. Don't neglect the things of God. Don't neglect taking them to church. Don't neglect to teaching them at home. And there's a scripture in Ezekiel 16:44. It says, everyone who quotes this proverb will quote this proverb about you. Like mother, like daughter. You're a godly woman. You want to bring up godly children. Godly men, we want to bring up godly children also. And there's a wonderful little quote. It says this. It says, motherhood, it's a bond that forms before birth. endures beyond death and shapes us in life, even in its absence. So a mother, even a mother that's passed on, can still be having an input, can still be having a difference in your life and in even the lives of the future generations by the values that are important. And that's what it's important to remember. Some people, when they remember their mothers, they remember all the sentimental things. Oh, there was the time when mum did this or did that. But if you really want to honour your mother, and even if your mother maybe was not the best mother in some way, she fell down and maybe didn't do all of the things that maybe you would have liked to have done, remember the values. What were the good things that were imparted? Because they're the things that will endure. And so the challenge for mothers is to be one that is an imparter as a mother, not just a doer of doing all this stuff, but to have that mission of imparting. And for all the fathers too, it's really for us too, to have that heart to impart. So how do we do that? How does a mother impart into her children? One of the most important things is by her actions, her example. And our kids are following us. They do follow us. So it doesn't matter what we say. It's really what we do and who we are. Our kids will look at that, and that's exactly what they will mimic. And they will behave like we behave. If you're insecure in an area, you will actually see that insecurity. If you don't deal with it before God and bring with that before God, you'll have fears in your own life. You'll find that you're actually imparting some of those things into your kids, and off you go. And it's not a curse, but you can impart your own insecurities into them. There's no curse that goes past the cross of Jesus Christ. But make sure you deal with things in your own life to deal with issues, because you don't want to impart your own fears or insecurities into the lives of your children. And the most important thing that we can do as fathers, if we will, is for our children, is to love your mother. That's the most precious gift that a man can give to his children, is to love his wife. You love your wife with all your heart, men. Love them, honour them, the one who mothers your children, the one who loves them. You love them with all your heart. That's the greatest gift you'll ever give your children. That's the best impartation you'll ever do. You'll teach your kids, you'll instruct them, you'll impart to them. But far greater value of those things is to love your mother, love their mother, love them, honour their mother, and they will then also see that, also learn that, and also that will be imparted as well. But example is so important. Psalm 116, verse 16 says this, "Truly I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains." It's in the 2011 NIV. It says that I serve you just as my mother did. And even as Timothy, following after what was in his mother's heart and after his grandmother's heart, there's still everyone has to make their own decision. But there was something imparted, and that's what's really important for mothers, particularly if your children aren't going the way now that you really want them to be going. Your heart's desire is there for them, but maybe they're not really going that way. And sometimes you can be looking at their actions and say, why are they doing that, their behaviours, why aren't they really following after God? But don't underestimate the value of what you've implanted into them, because you've actually sown something into their heart and into their life. And so don't underestimate that. But they be that example to them. The consistency of love is really what speaks so much volumes to people. If you're consistent in your love, if you're consistent as a mother, loving them consistently, that will melt the hardest heart. Some hearts are pretty hard, and it takes them quite a lot of heat for them to get melted. But that consistency in love is really important. But they will watch your example. You've got little children. Parents are going to watch everything that you do. They're the little spy at every meal. And they're not spying on you for in a bad sense, but they're looking at you and they're wanting to know, how do I do this? How do I eat? How do I hold my fork? How do I hold my spoon? But more than that, what is important? Where should I spend my time when I get older? What are the priorities of life? And they always learn. So our example is so much important. The other thing is teaching. And mums really do that, deliberately teach your children, because they're the lessons that you remember. For those who don't have a mother around, you will remember things that your mother taught you. She may have taught you by the example, because she was up early, she was always working hard, or whatever she was doing, she was always there. Maybe that spoke to you. Well, I could always be there. My mum's spoken to me about prayer. Mum prays all the time, and I always know, even if no one else on the whole earth was praying for me, I know my mother would be praying for me. I know that she prays for me all the time. And I honour her for that. Mum would pray for everything, and that's a value that I've learnt with prayer. Like anything's broken, Mum lays hands on it. I think, Mum, it's you know, anything, the vow, not necessarily broken vase, but anything, an appliance didn't work, Mum would lay hands on it. Sometimes it actually worked, praise God. I actually tried that on the heater this morning. It didn't quite work, but But there's a value there, and it's those values are really important. And they're taught. They're observed, but also taught. And don't neglect to sit with your children, mums. Take the time and talk to them and teach them, because those little things that you say are what they're going to remember. That's what's implanted in their heart. Teach them the things of God. When the scripture says, train up a child when they're old, train up the child when they're young, when they're old, they will not depart from it. That is so true. Now, there might be an interim diversion of the path. We've got to hold on to what you're sowing into their heart. Don't neglect to do that. Teach them. Take them aside. Sit with them and say, kids, you need to learn this. You need to know this. This is what is really important. Don't think it's going to happen. And with the Sunday school, they do a fantastic job there, but that's not a replacement. And that's why they don't babysit. They're not doing that. They're teaching. But mothers, it's the responsibility. Or parents, fathers, we share that same responsibility as well. And the final area quickly about imparting is to pray. Don't ever underestimate the importance of praying over your children. I think most mothers pray for their children. In fact, actually, I think most mothers, in a way, shame some fathers in the sense that the mothers seem to be really in there praying. But if you're a mother that's not actively praying for your children every single day, I encourage you to do that. And even more importantly, if you see that your children aren't going the way that perhaps that you want them to be going right now, one of the things you do as a parent, we sow in love into them. You sow in love, but you water it in prayer. And always do that. Sow in love, water in prayer. Some people sow in prayer and then they try to water it in love. In other words, they'll pray for something and then they'll just pour all this love and try to smother them. And then they wonder why are they still treating me like this? Why doesn't it tend to work? But you sow the thing of love and you just keep on praying, keep on praying, keep on praying. And it's such a wonderful thing. And mothers, I encourage you to be faithful in praying for your children. Never give up on your children. Now, saying that to a mother sounds a silly thing, because I don't think mothers really would, because they have that heart of God that's been placed within them, that mother love, which is the kind of love which never gives up on their children. And sometimes it's difficult. Maybe there's a separation. Maybe there's some things that have happened, time or distance or whatever. But the mother's love is that heart to pray. And I encourage you, mothers, as long as you keep on praying, God is one who will honour our prayers. We're not praying for ourselves. We're not praying to empty you. And the things that's in your heart as a mother, you're praying for your children. They're the very things that are in the heart of God. He put those things in your heart in the first place. And when you pray that, you know that you're praying according to God's will, because He wants your kids to be going on. And not only just your kids, He wants the next generation. He wants their kids, and He wants their kids as well. And so wherever you are in the chain, whether you're grandma over here or whether you're mum or whether maybe now you're the child or whatever situation you find yourself in, we've got to be praying and having that heart to impart generationally, because that's really the love that shines. That's what really endures. And there's a great little promise. Isaiah 60, and I'm going to close with this morning, Isaiah 60 is a wonderful passage which talks about arising and shining. And that's our theme for the year. Is shining. But there's a little promise that comes with that. And I want to claim this for every mother that's children maybe aren't going on with God, maybe aren't going the way that they want to, and maybe your heart aches for your children to be going on with the things of God. Well, there's a little promise here I want to read in this year about shining, and this passage is about shining. Isaiah 60 verse 1, it says this. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." And that's really the heart of this year. Arise, shine. The glory of the Lord is here. And it says down in verse 4, which we skip down to, it says, "Lift up your eyes and look around. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm." There's a promise in this year of shining, of ones that have been far away, ones that have been separated, and seeing them coming into relationship. If there was a broken relationship, coming back into that relationship. But beyond that, to come back into the kingdom of God. Because I know that there are mums, if your child isn't going on with the things of God, a father's heart will ache for his son. We know the story of the prodigal. The father was there waiting. But I'm sure the story behind the prodigal son was a mother that was probably weeping in prayer every single day continuously, praying and praying and praying for that prodigal to come home. I'm sure there was that mum in the background who was praying. And maybe there are those that are here this morning that your heart is for your children to come that way. Maybe your children are going on, but your prayer there needs to be this morning, I want to impart into them, because it's not just for them, but it really is for that next generation. You may have a little time delay if your own kids aren't really going so on fire at the moment, You're going to keep praying. You're not going to neglect them. But let's then you start praying and imparting. You can impart into your grandchildren right now. You're an auntie. And maybe you're not a mother, but you're an auntie. And your little nieces and nephews. Well, then you start imparting the things of God into them. You have the ability to do that. So let's stand. I want to all of us, well, maybe just mothers stand. Let's just pray for mothers first. Mothers, you can stand. Let's just pray for the mums first of all. And we want to honor them before God. But I want to pray for their heart's desires, which really are those desires of God. Father, I just pray, Lord, for those, Lord, that are mothers here this morning. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you've implanted something of your heart and your nature within them, Lord, that mother love, Father, that's within them, Lord. It's a reflection, Lord, of when you made us in your image, Lord, and it's a reflection of that part of you, Lord, that's implanted into their very hearts. And Father, we just honor the mothers, Lord, because they bear that, they carry that within them, Lord, that mother love, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. We honor them, Lord, for all that they do. But Father, I just want to pray for the mothers that are here today. Lord, it won't be just the doing, Lord, but it'll be about the impartation, Lord, of the things of the Spirit, Lord, of life, of teaching, Lord, of example, Lord, into that next generation, Lord, that they may also arise, Lord, and then impart into the next generation, Father. Lord, even as we've been reading about, Lord, what happened with Timothy's mum and his grandmother, Lord, as it talked about the older women teaching, Father, I pray, Lord, that will happen, Lord, all the more, Lord, that we'll see our mums, Lord, imparting, Lord, but also being imparted into, Father. I just thank you for that. Lord, I pray now, Lord, for every mother that is here. Father, I pray, Lord, you know that the heart's desire. Lord, for those that are going on with you, Father, I pray, Lord, that they continue to stand and to strengthen them, Father. But Lord, for those sort of kids maybe aren't going the way that the parents would want, the mother would want at the moment. Father, we just know, Lord, that there's something that's been implanted of you within them, Father. And Lord, it was sown, Lord, in love. And Lord, I pray, Lord, as they pray, Lord, we join our prayers with those, Lord. Maybe some mothers feel like they stand alone for their children, or maybe their spouse is not saved. Maybe they don't have a spouse around, Father. But Lord, we stand with them, Lord, and we join with them this day. And Father, we call those children back to you, Father, that the things that have been born of the Spirit of God, that the mothers have implanted within them, Lord, that they're cried over, Lord, prayed over, Lord, that the sons will come from afar, Lord, the daughters will come back, Father, and Lord, they will be going on strong in the kingdom of God, Father. We pray for that, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And again, Lord, we just thank you for your loving grace, Father, that's on us, Lord. And ultimately, Lord, it's your love that permeates a mother's heart, Lord. It permeates all our hearts. And we are so in awe of that. Father, Lord, I just pray, Lord, for those who have a heart, a desire to be a mother, Father, at some time. Lord, I pray that they'll know, Lord, that that's something, that a desire that's even of your heart. And Father, let them rest in that, Lord, knowing, Lord, that you bring all things to fruition at the right time. And Father, I just pray for them. Lord, for those, Lord, that have lost their mother, Father, I pray, Lord, let them not just remember with a romantic kind of fondness, but Father, let them treasure what's been imparted, Lord, the values that were there. Father, what the good values that have been imparted, Lord, and let them be shared on, and particularly things of faith, Father, we pray. So, Lord, let's just all stand now. Father, we just commit ourselves to you, Father, right across this day. Lord, I just pray for every person here. Lord, if there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus Christ, has never said, I need Jesus for me in my life. I need his sacrifice on the cross for my sins, his death in my place. I need forgiveness. I need to be washed. I need to be new. I need to be free. I need the promise of eternal life. Father, I pray that this day they will come into your kingdom, Lord. They will come and say, please pray with me. I need to find Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you now that you're here. Lord, bless every family, Lord, as they go, Father. Their way, Lord, if there's those that are having lunches, Lord, those that are maybe going to a grave site, Father, just to remember what's been imparted, Father. Lord, whatever there is, Father, I just pray, Lord, for a sense of your blessing, a sense of your peace upon every person that's here now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, and we honor you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Let's